Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It's Friday here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It means you have the freedom, because I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, give you that freedom today to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, politically, that is. And it's easy. You just pick up the phone and you dial 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from many of the state employees, which shall never be named, about Trump at the border and the contrast between Trump at the border and the guy who claims to be president of the United States that inhabits 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That guy. You know, the mumbling, doddering old fool who's corrupt, apparently, who broke the federal law and classified documents, but because no jury would convict him, he was not prosecuted. Two systems of justice, do you think? Anyway, that doddering old man purports to be the president of the United States. Anyway, he was at the border yesterday. Boy, what a contrast. Also, a great story in the on OregonWatchdog.com. It's on Oregon Catalyst, actually, but it's the news site that I look at is OregonWatchdog.com, and you should look at it too. The headline is Kotex $600 million surplus looks fishy. Yeah, it does. Just remember, Tina Kotek discovered she had $600 million in surplus funds back in December, folks. And of course, at the time that she discovered she had $600 million in surplus funds to build private houses for people. By the way, did the state of Oregon build an expensive private house for you? Again, I want you to think about this. The whole theme of this show is what? Talking about the issues of the day in a way that allows you to persuade persuadable people who are in your world. So if Tina Kotek can find $600 million to spend on building private houses for people, are you going to get a private house built for you? Is Tina going to build a private house for you? It's all about affordable housing, right? To solve the houselessness crisis. Oh, by the way, at the same time in December, you know, she was pushing for a 7-station tolling plan to toll the living daylights out of anyone who enters the Portland metro area. And of course, Monmouth's Paul Evans, Democrat, was pushing the statewide property tax, which is dead, by the way, to pay for forestry and earthquake-related expenses. Why couldn't that $600 million, they write, go towards repairing bridges so we don't need tolls? You know, or for a one-time seismic upgrade so we do not need to need a brand new statewide permanent property tax. No, instead, Governor Tina wants to spend the surplus in helping people build private homes at a discount and also to subsidize people's rent by the tens of millions. You know, maybe if, as they write, if Tina Kotek, when she was speaker, didn't enact sweeping rent control in 2019, which caused rent prices to spike, would need to send vouchers to people to pay for the problem that Kotek helped create. It's a great piece. You should read it. It's one of those things that, you know, maybe you could share with somebody in your world. You know, you could just ask the question to your coworkers or somebody in your family or, you know, that persuadable person. Hey, did you know Tina Kotek's going to build private houses for people? Is she building one for you? Might get people to thinking. Don't you think? How about this insanity? I mean, how far will the Marxist communists who are pushing the doctrines of demons right out of the pit of hell, how far will they go? You know, we had House Bill 2002, right? 10-year-olds having abortions and transgender surgeries without parents' knowledge or consent. We had that bill last session. It got slightly watered down and a bunch of Republicans took money, blood money, if you will, for their districts to come in and provide quorum so the thing could pass. And then now we have Senate Bill 1583, which passed the Senate in Oregon. And this bill effectively, listen to me, it is not about banning books. It is not about banning books that would be a racist thing to do. It's not about that at all. That's what the Democrats say it's about. But, you know, since they put forward the doctrines of demons out of the pit of hell, you can expect that they would lie about it. Because what the bill effectively does is the flyer that's been passed around the Oregon legislature the last two Thursdays from the war room participants. A flyer that has actual pictures of pornographic cartoon books that are actually in most Oregon schools. They're there already. That flyer depicts acts of sex. It's already in our schools. Kids are seeing it. They're being taught this. This bill, Senate Bill 1583, which passed the Senate, is not about banning books. It's about stopping your school board at your request as a parent or a guardian or as a concerned citizen. Stopping that school board from saying, no, we're not going to allow pornography in schools. That's what these images are. In fact, they're so graphic, they would not allow them to be shown in the very legislative hearings that considered this bill, Senate Bill 1583. But apparently, you can't show these images of actual books that are in Oregon's education system today and in most of our schools. You can't show it to the legislators, which are adults. But it's okay because it's obscene. But it's okay to teach it or show it to our kids. Is there something wrong with this? Now, maybe that's something that you could use in your conversations with somebody who's persuadable. This bill, the effect of this bill is it keeps pornography in our schools and it stops you from asking, or it stops your school board from complying with your requests to remove pornography from schools. That's what this bill does. It takes away local controls and it hurts parental rights. It takes away parental rights in effect. That's what it does. That's the effect of it. Doesn't matter what the left says. Doesn't matter what the Marxist communists who are deceived by the doctrines of demons out of the pit of hell by the great deceiver, Satan himself. That doesn't matter what they're saying. What the news media is dutifully reporting, it doesn't matter. It's the effect of the bill. So here's a question you could say to pose to someone who's persuadable in your world. You know, you think it's right that we continue to allow pornographic cartoon books in Oregon schools today? Did you know the legislature's passing a bill that prohibits school boards from removing those pornographic books? Did you know that? Did you know that these pornographic books were not allowed to even be shown or described in front of the legislative committees considering this bill that stops school boards from removing pornography from the schools. These actual books that are in most Oregon schools today couldn't be shown to the legislature. But apparently it's okay to show them to our kids. Does that make sense to you? Who's doing that? Well, it's not Republicans, folks. It ain't Republicans. But so how far will they go? Now, Kathy, I want you to hang on because I'm going to get to you in a second here. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. There's a Rumble video where a Democrat senator by the name of Karen Berg in another state, I think it's California, makes the case for giving pedophile child sex, to giving pedophiles child sex dolls. Let me say that again. Democrat senator makes the case for giving pedophiles child sex dolls, because apparently that'll satisfy their perverse need to sexually assault your children, your grandchildren. What do you think about that? Let's ask Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
I think lefties have some sort of virus.
Yeah. You could be right.
So I remember back in the day when Playboy magazines used to be behind the cashier counter, and they had some sort of thing blocking the image on the front cover. Do you remember that?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, do they now take those blocking pieces of metal or cardboard, whatever they are, so that the world can see them?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly have not looked behind the counter of I honestly haven't for a long time, because typically, Kathy, I don't go into a place like that where you can see that.
No, they used to have those at grocery stores behind the counters, and you had to show ID so you could buy a copy.
So you're asking, are they removing those now so we can see them like full frontal nudity?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it show up in the mail that way, or is it covered in the mail?
No, I think they have to wrap them in something, but I don't know. But the point is, don't they know what pornography is? They say we're going to ban books. No, we want to ban pornography.
So is it okay to ban pornographic books? That's
absolutely.
Of course it is. Thanks, it's Kathy. Disgusting. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes at the top of the hour, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? It's really easy. You just pick up the phone or call. 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at kslm.news, like the one I alluded to be the open of the show, which I'll get to in a moment, from a great state employee who shall never be named, about Trump at the border and the contrast between he and the guy who purports to be president of this country. But first, I got to remind you of maybe the greatest contractor you'll ever do business with, and that's Eric Gazer at Righteous Renovations. Now, why would I say that? Well, go to his website. You'll see it for yourself. RighteousRenovations.com. It's all one word, RighteousRenovations.com. You see, one of the things, and I have personal experience with him, he absolutely does the highest of quality of work you could imagine. And he does it honorably. He doesn't make your life miserable. If you've decided that maybe the time is right for you, you know, spring's coming, the weather's going to get better. Maybe it's time to put an addition onto your home. Maybe it's time to renovate that kitchen or that bathroom. He does that, and he does it really well. He listens to you. He works with you. I know, because I've worked with him, folks. He does incredibly good, detailed work, and you will see that for yourself. So go to his website, RighteousRenovations.com. Look at the great before and after pictures of some of the work that he's done. And then read the really satisfied customer testimonials. Word of mouth, folks. So it doesn't matter if you're in the Salem area, go down to Albany, down here to where I'm at, Dallas, Woodburn. He does it all. RighteousRenovations.com. Call Eric Azer, 503-341-3816. 341-3816. So state employee says this about Trump at the border. So it was interesting to watch the dueling presidents at the Texas border yesterday. What a clear picture of contrast from a president who secured the border and dealt effectively with illegal immigration to a president who purposefully and systematically dismantled all barriers and invited millions to come on in, receive everything they want for free, make themselves at home in our new sanctuary country. I continue to have a big message related problem, though, with President Trump, and the conservatives are justly criticizing the horrendous border disaster. In my mind, there's a big messaging issue that Republicans must drive home heading up to the election. What is the key messaging issue? It is that the border disaster and all the other huge problems are not President Biden's doing. It's the Democrat Party that opened the border and opened their arms to criminals, bad actors, and unskilled individuals from enemy nations. It's the Democrat Party that's taking away parental rights. It's the Democrat Party that's destroying the economy. Oh, Biden will soon be gone. I don't think he will be the Democrat nominee. This state employee shall never be named writes. We must not make just blame Biden and make him the scapegoat for all the tremendous problems our country is facing. It is the Democrat Party, their senators, their representatives, their governors, their mayors, their laws, etc. It's the Democrats are destroying our country. Every Democrat in government, not just Biden, Kotek, Gruesome, etc., are the problem. Must be defeated. That's what this state employee says. Okay. Dwight wrote me an email about the floodgates are wide open. 10 million gotaways under Joe Biden? Interesting. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Eileen writes, Kotek will Californicate Oregon. She writes, the legislature's and Kotek's one-time allowance of expedited UGB expansion, that's urban growth boundary that makes brown cities, that one-time expansion, which, by the way, has divided the Democrat Party big time. Her one-time allowance of expedited UGB expansion with limited hearing rights of affected farmers will most likely not be one-time. Plus, this is her third time in two sessions. 2023, Senate Bill 79 and Senate Bill 4 allows houses or data centers on farmland. So she sent to me the Capitol Press article about, despite the one-time expansion, Kotek leaves open potential for future UGB changes. Now, Eileen brings up a great point. Because, you know, Biden's got, you know, he's got, what is it, 11 months, 10 months now still to be in office. He's going to allow the border to be open because the feckless Republicans in Congress won't close it. They won't shut down the government. They just voted to keep it going. Shame on you, Mike Johnson. I pray you'll develop a titanium spine and stand up. Demand that the border be closed. Because all of these illegal aliens need a place to live, don't they? So ask yourself this question. Of the $600 million that Tina wants to spend on building private homes for people, which maybe she's not building a home for you. Did Tina build a home for you? Did Democrats build a home for you using taxpayer money? How many of those new homes are going to go to illegal aliens?
Feel it in your heart.
No wonder they have to make our cities bigger. Take away more farmland. It's no wonder that they do, because they have to have a place to put all of those illegals. It's Democrats doing that, folks. It ain't Republicans. Maybe we should say it's Marxists doing it. Not liberty-loving America first. It's 6:30. Freedom Friday. Wayne Root says, do you believe in miracles? Is Trump our...
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We're back, my friends. It's Friday. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. This means it's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Politically, that is. Not whatever is on my plate. And it's easy. You just pick up the phone and dial 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to Jeff, 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Yes, Doug. Tina Kotek does want to build private homes with $600 million. Actually, today, there's a story, OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting, subsidized by you, the taxpayers, which never misses an opportunity to parrot the leftist viewpoint, says this: Oregon State Senators approved more than $350 million to help the state's housing and homeless crisis. Guess what? The money, the reporter writes, would boost housing production. Yes, building houses for private, you know, private homes. But it would also create a new state agency, help fund existing homeless shelters, and give cities a one-time chance to bypass state land use laws to build housing. You got to create that new state agency. Unbelievable. Yeah. So Doug writes, so Tina Kotek wants to build private homes with $600 million, you say? We live in a banana republic, sad but true. The overlords get to live off the skim, along with their corporate fascist central banker owners. The currency always collapses from hyperinflationary destruction in banana republics. When they cross this threshold of unsound currency, which they did in 2008, the complexity of their managed demolition of society becomes laughable, if it weren't so sad. When they start to kill us all off with experimental bioweapons masquerading as vaccines in lockstep, and kill entire towns of people as they did in Lahaina and Paradise. No proof of that, Doug. In fact, the proof is the videos from the porch cam that shows the wind knocking over the power pole and the fire starting there. I know that. Anyway, he continues, this is a mafia war conducted in secret. What upsets peoples, the normies like us, is knowing that they're being preyed upon. Must recognize we are all victims. Liberals must have a lower level of revulsion to living in a banana republic than conservative. Well, yeah, I suppose. Liberals are deceived. By the way, thanks to Jim, who sent me This World Economic Forum piece. It's about how CNN is talking about how you got to kill your dog, your cat, because they're causing climate change. And then they suggest a pet turtle or a reptile because they contribute less to climate change. This is what CNN is saying, the World Economic Forum is saying you got to do. In fact, I just watched an interview, thank you, Jim, of a looks like some kind of Indian guru at the World Economic Forum talking about how he wants less population in the world. I want to kill people off. Say, isn't that kind of what Bill Gates is, sort of alluding to? Bill Gates thinks that there's too many people in the world. Michael. folks, I got to read this email to you from Michael. I got to tell you this. Wayne Root has written this article. Wayne Allen Root, a great friend of mine, personality from Las Vegas, got a TV show, big time Trump guy. Said, do you believe in miracles? Something supernatural is happening with President Trump. We are all witnessing the Trump miracle. He lays out an interesting case why that might be. And I want to lay out an interesting case to you. Did you notice how cold it is out there? Did you notice the snow, how low it is on the mountains? Are you cold at home? Maybe you ought to do something about that. Well, let me tell you how you do something about that. That's what many of you have done. You've called Freedom Heating and Air. And they've come out and they've made you nice and warm in your home or fixed your system so that you're going to be nice and cool when summer hits, which isn't too far away, folks, believe it or not. So if you want to be comfortable in your home, if you want the right people to come out and make your system better, or maybe put a new one in, maybe it's time, maybe your old one is just worn out, call Freedom Heating and Air. There's a reason they've been here for well over 50 years in the Mid-Valley area, and they service the entire area. It's because they do incredibly good work, and they get out to your home, and they do it right. And they give you discounts if you're a senior, if you're a veteran, half-price labor for Gold Star families. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Five, six. So here's what Michael says, and then Conrad and Gary, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second here. Bong hits. I'm sorry. Michael's humor is just, he purposefully misspells words, okay, so that I would. He said, keep this to the word, the numeral to yourself, as this might be, just the letter B, my dishyphobic contraption. Thing is, I'm getting bong hits. F, haven't heard that my 20-footer, I know, didn't realize I was in Oregon till I spelled E. Y-E, like you're seeing, till I slip sideways in the mud and kiss Satan's butt. I'm just happy it wasn't Kotex thingy bobble. he does that to me on purpose. You understand that? You got to have a little levity to deal with, like, the Kentucky senator. It was a Kentucky senator, not a California senator, Democrat senator, that wants to give pedophiles child sex dolls because apparently that's going to keep the pedophiles from engaging in pedophilia with our children and our grandchildren. Isn't that sort of like giving an alcoholic more alcohol? Steve writes, illegal aliens and bounty hunters. Said bounty hunters will address the illegal aliens pandemic. Why not big game tags at $25 each? If you fill one, you can buy another. The problem gets solved. And the states generate revenue from the sale of tags, just like deer and elk tags. Oh, boy. It's one of them days, folks. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC. Talk line emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news. I think, Steve, serious, folks. You know, Trump's talking about this massive deportation program. They all ought to be deported. I agree. Then maybe Tina Kotek wouldn't have to, you know, do the one-time UGB expansion and take farmland to build new homes for illegal aliens, private homes that you get to pay for, along with everything else. Let's go to the phones. Go to Conrad. Conrad, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. How is the technical connection?
It's good.
Okay. I'm giving the Friday report from the star of the landscape of the City of Peace, Salem, the Robert Lindsay Tower. And here comes the message. It's called Psalm 1.
Okay. Go for it. We lost him. Is he gone? Psalm 1 is one of my favorites, by the way. I guess we lost Conrad, apparently.
Are you still there, Jeff?
Oh, there you are. Okay. There. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. I guess I'll have to read it rather than have the machine do it. But
go
Psalm
for it,
1,
fast.
The way of the righteous and the end of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore,
thank you, Conrad. That's fantastic. I love it. That's one of my favorites. I got to move on. Got to go to Gary. Gary, go Biebs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. So when's the last time one of these teams swept the Civil War? I mean, it's been a while.
What happened? I didn't pay attention. What happened?
Well, we won all three of them, so, you know.
We
own
the
state. You live at our expense.
Oh, you had to call up on Freedom Friday and do that to me, didn't you?
No, I actually wanted to ask how can Tina build houses when she's shutting down the lumber industry?
You know, that's a fair question to ask. She's shutting it down because it's her board of forestry that wants to shut down and this lumber industry in bankrupt rural counties. You know, maybe she ought to raise taxes on all them wealthy Portlanders that write her the big checks and keep the Democrats in power. Maybe she ought to raise taxes on the government worker unions. Great point, Gary. Go Biebs, despite the fact we lose. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday, this last segment this week, anyway. I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Doug writes me an email. It says, is Bong Hit Michael your handler? What the? No. John, one of our great Second Amendment defenders, says the Albany Gun Show is this weekend. The Albany Rifle and Pistol Club Gun Show is this weekend at the Linn County Fairgrounds. The show is sold out with over 400 vendor tables. In addition to the huge selection of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, there's a concealed carry class available. Armed Women of America is a group, and they're going to be there. We'll also be there offering training and classes for and by women. These are women training women to use guns. Armed Women of America, they're a great group, folks. John writes, remember that all firearm sales require a state background check, so bring your ID if you think you might be in the market for a new firearm. This is the largest gun show in Oregon and has something for everyone. It is this weekend. It's the Albany Rifle and Pistol Club Their gun show is this weekend at the Linn County Fairgrounds. It's the biggest there is. Been there many times. By the way, comedian Cat Williams was on Joe Rogan's podcast. He says transgenderism is connected to the satanic Baphomet cult. Really? Wow. And this article by Paul Saran starts off, unless you've been living under a rock, the issue of Satanism among the elites, as well as in Hollywood and the music industry, isn't anything new. But even the better informed of us couldn't help but gasp in horror at the new revelations from comedian Cat Williams in Joe Rogan's podcast. The Daily Caller reported he left Joe Rogan speechless yesterday after he linked transgenderism to occult rituals and Hollywood propaganda. And then it goes on to describe it. I'll put that on the show plan. Folks, does that surprise you? It is out of the pit of hell. These ideas, just like this Kentucky Democrat senator woman who makes the case that it's the right thing to do to give pedophiles child sex dolls because maybe they won't hurt children by being pedophiles. Well, Amit Weeks reporting that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected Senator Dennis Linthicum and Senator Brian Boquist, their argument for keeping their jobs. They don't buy the senator's First Amendment claim that Measure 113 violates their First Amendment rights by kicking them out of the Oregon legislature. That's too bad. I'd hope that might have some opportunity. But something that does have the opportunity is if you are thinking about, you know, I'm having a problem with some government agency. You know how we fix that? You hire a group like PacWest, PacWest Lobby Group, for professionals who lobby both sides of the aisles, and they do it very effectively. They've been around a long time. I know them well. And they are very effective. They're hard at work at the Capitol right now. But even if they're not helping you, or even if they're not at the Capitol, they still are active in helping you in your issues with government. Sometimes it's worth it to spend some of your money to save a lot of money by influencing the people and the government agencies at all levels, folks, county, city. That's what PacWest does. They influence them. It's worth it for you to check it out. PacWest Lobby, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. Let's go to my fellow KSLM talk host, Josh Michael of Noncompliant America, which you can hear his show live this Saturday at 4 p.m. for an hour here. Josh, good morning. What are you guys talking about here on Saturday?
Well, good morning, Jeff, and thank you for having me on again. This morning or tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the AI rollout that's happening on multiple fronts. It's kind of hit everybody at once. It's coming all to a head now. Elon Musk has now hit these guys, one of the main people with OpenAI, as a breach of contract. He's filing a lawsuit against them right now. And just talk about kind of what the next phases are on the rollouts with Microsoft and OpenAI and just all the different integrations that are happening underneath the shadows, and how do we stop it and how do we counter it? And really the key to that is noncompliance. But also I just wanted to announce one more thing with our show. We are also going to be hosting it on a Twitter space or an X space. And you can follow us on X at Noncompliant US and join the Twitter space, and we can take calls from there as well during the show. So it's really exciting.
And that's a live show this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m. this Saturday. And they can also not only listen to it live on the air, but they can also participate on X, right?
Right. Yeah. So you can join the space at Noncompliant US you could jump in the space and we can take calls directly from there as well.
Simulcast, that's pretty cool. You and I are joining forces on week from tomorrow, March 9th, for a two-hour show where we are going to be discussing the end of the legislative session and all what the leftist Marxists have done to us in passing these legislation. That's going to be exciting because it's going to be at Miller's Barbecue. It's going to be from 4 to 6, March 9th. We're going to have legislators there, and we're going to have the opportunity to really review what they did to us.
Yep, it's, you know, bring your KY because there's a lot there.
Yeah, careful now. But the good thing is bring your appetite, too, because Miller's Barbecue is the best
Absolutely.
Barbecue there is, period. It is. And folks, it's going to be a live audience. We want you to come and participate, and we'll maybe even, Josh, do we dare give people an opportunity to speak on the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we should highly encourage it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fantastic. Awesome. So you've got a great show tomorrow. Folks, you need to be paying attention to this AI because it's scary. It really is. And Josh, you're going to be talking about how to protect yourself from it?
Well, also just kind of reveal what exactly it is. As far as this boogeyman of it being AI, you know, again, when we talk about the mark and the future of the mark, the FedNow system that's going to be rolling out, which is pretty much already here, which is the CBDC program, stuff like that, all that intermingles. But when we talk about the mark of the beast and the future, understand there's nothing to be scared about because God always gives us a choice. And that's important to remember. It's going to be so
that's
apparent
right.
in front of us that we're going to have the choice.
Hey, thanks, Josh. Look forward to listening to your show tomorrow, 4 p.m. Mike sent to me graphic pictures, stuff that's being taught in our schools. This is part of the flyer handed out yesterday in the Capitol that I sent to a bunch of pastors getting fired up in the church. Time to go to the floor. Make it a great weekend. See you Monday.